Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Penny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Turn it up Tuesday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's probably at Owings Mills. If not, he's close to getting there as OTAs resume today at 12:30. Get an attendance report, all the news that's happening, who's going to be speaking, which we'll be getting into tomorrow, of course. But Vinny will be joining us at 1:30 live from the Castle. Orioles back at it tonight against the Tigers. We'll talk about them with Jason Beck from MLB.com. Bottom of the hour, Detroit coming in best record in baseball. Orioles, not that. They're still in last place in the American League East, but we'll be at Pickles for BBT, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, starting at 5:30. First time outside in a long time, so it'll be good to get reacquainted with some people. And there's other stuff happening, obviously, in the sports world. Before we get to that, let's count some dough first by ourselves.
All right, quickly here. S&P 500 is in the green. It's up about 19. NASDAQ up 64. Under Armour also green, up 30 cents today. And DraftKings, hey, up 75 cents. It's about as big of a jump from DraftKings as we've seen in a while. So we'll take it. As far as our sports topics, start in the NFL. News of yesterday, Packers releasing cornerback Jair Alexander. He's an unrestricted free agent right now, and the Ravens, as usual, with most veterans that get cut or released, all the fans start calling for it. Sign this guy. Well, the Ravens aren't alone. I think pretty much every team in the league has been linked to him in some sort of rumor capacity at this point. I've seen the Eagles, the Rams, Cowboys, Falcons. They're just among the notable teams here that have been attached to him. The reality is, though, that interest, where does it come from? Well, Alexander, a former All-Pro, he still has that upside. 28 years old, still relatively young, and you feel like you could get him on a short-term prove-it type deal, considering he's missed a good bit of time with injury the past couple years. My question is, how soon does he sign? Can he maybe get a bidding war going, considering how many teams should be interested? And does he want to settle in quickly? Buy or sell, Bob, Alexander will have a new home before training camp arrives in mid-July.
All right, so we're what? 5 weeks, 6 weeks away from the start of training camp. As you just said, Nolan, he's going to have suitors. Got the injury problemos here. Green Bay's a team that's trying to win a Super Bowl themselves, so why would they get rid of a 28-year-old? I know they could not come to a contract agreement, so it was a financial decision, had a lot to do with it. By the start of training camp, I will sell it, but he'll be on a roster before training camp ends. And he can wait for that bidding war, as you said. You know, knock on wood, it doesn't happen. We don't wish injuries on anyone. But a couple of teams suffer that sort of thing where a cornerback goes down. Then he's going to be him and Jalen Ramsey, I guess, will be the first everyone's going to be trying to bring in.
Over to Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge were the preseason favorites to win MVP. So it's hardly a surprise that both are on that kind of pace here as we hit close to mid-June. In the case of Judge and the American League, it appears to already be a foregone conclusion that he's going to win again. His odds are staggering. No real challenge from any other American League star just yet. Ohtani, on the other hand, strong odds, but a little more modest compared to Judge. Maybe Fernando Tatis could give him a run for his money, depending on how the NL West race shakes out. But buy or sell, Bob, both MVPs are already a lock. Only an injury will stop Ohtani and Judge from repeating.
I'll soft buy. I think Judge, unless he falls off a cliff. And keep in mind, he does tend to hit the IL periodically and go for those 2-for-27 with a lot of K slumps. But, man, has he built up a lot of equity so far in the National League? Freddie Freeman could possibly maybe make a run a little bit at Ohtani, his own teammate. That being said, I'll soft buy that it's a lock, and yeah, it'll probably take somebody missing a month or two to get another player seriously involved here.
Go over to the Ravens here. Keaton Mitchell's return been a source of excitement so far during OTAs, and everyone's trying to figure out what his offensive role will be with an already crowded running back room. But I'm saying, what about special teams? And that was even a question posed to him late last week. We know that he had a little usage as a kick returner in 2024, only ended up returning 5 in the few games that he did play, but he says he has his sights set on being the main option at kick returner this year. As he noted, the new rules will place a touchback at the 35-yard line, so maybe teams are a little more incentivized to actually put the ball in play, creating more return opportunities. Buy or sell, Bob, Mitchell will solve the team's search for a full-time kick returner after they used 6 different guys there last year.
Ah, man.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
John Harbaugh said he's back speed-wise to where he was 2 years ago, where he was one of the fastest guys in the NFL. Averaged almost 8 yards a carry. Derrick Henry's your dude. Justice Hill, asset. I'll buy it. And then the kid from UConn is going to be your punt returner in all likelihood. So Keaton Mitchell, I think we're going to see him become a big asset. But Nolan, we were talking but last week. I mean, do you incorporate him in the passing game a little bit just to try to get them legs on the field? Maybe this is the way. I don't know if I want him down there on special teams tackling other returners. But if he's going to be your guy and get opportunities with that home run ability, yeah, make it happen, man.
Right. Well, he's too good not to use offensively. Sure. So he'll have to be used in some capacity. It's just a matter of at what cost of your other backs. I mean, I think he would be more likely to take away from what Justice Hill had than he would be to put a dent in Henry. But then again, we kind of would like to see Henry scaled back for his own good. So we'll see. Back to baseball here, the Dodgers. Pitching injuries, well, that's been their reality for well over a year at this point. Go ahead and add Tony Gonsolin as the latest starter to hit the IL, this time with elbow discomfort. Some other notable names that are not available for them right now, and guys with a big price tag, Blake Snell, Tyler Glasnow, Roky Sasaki. I'm seeing here in total 8 starting pitchers currently on the injured list for the Dodgers. Well, last year, that lack of pitching health, it didn't stop them from winning the World Series, but they got there with just 2 pitchers on their staff surpassing 100 innings pitched. Both were under 150, by the way. So far in 2025, Yamamoto's leading the way with 73 innings. Dustin May has 66. Your next closest is a reliever, Ben Kasparius, with 40. Buy or sell, Bob, the Dodgers will end up having just 2 pitchers surpass 100 innings again this year.
I'll buy it because last year they got Buehler back now in Boston, and he helped them win. They traded for Jack Flaherty, got him from the Tigers, of course. He helped them down the stretch. I think, Nolan, it might be very similar to what they did in 2024, where they'll bring in a couple of arms at the deadline, and they will come in and help the cause. And I saw Glasnow, what, getting $30 million this year. They moved him to the 60-day. Blake Snell, who, by the way, I was Team Snell as an Oriole fan, maybe making a run at him. Best deals are the ones you don't make sometimes. Still should have traded for Crochet, but I don't want to digress too much here.
We'll see what happens with him. I mean, he's been healthy so far, but I had my concerns because he just hasn't had a full season workload ever.
Yeah, and I think Dustin May's had injury history, too, out there in L.A., but, you know, they got enough to trade or sign what they need. We'll come back. Speaking of the Tigers, how about Jason Beck doing this? MLB.com. Detroit, you know, they took their lumps just like the Orioles did. They got a lot of great high draft picks just like the Orioles did. And like the Orioles did, they got back to the playoffs. Unfortunately for the Orioles, they've kind of regressed. Injuries have a lot to do with it. Well, Detroit's the best team in baseball right now. Why is that so? We'll talk to Jason next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.